Hey!
You're welcome. You are welcome. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could call my mom up with those Rosie tapes.
Oh, everybody.
All this boring hoes. What?
Yeah.
People are excited about these tapes. Patience.
We'll get to that.
Hey, Don.
Yes,
I was
Mike.
Wondering, you know what you should do? I'm just kidding.
Here we go.
All right.
We're gonna start this Rosie thing from the beginning, because you got to hear even the Jive Hallmark Hall of Fame
of
opening
mm-hmm.
to this thing.
Hallmark!
I'm going to try to spice it up with some of the Rosie tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. Where's the queen?
Already. So you're starting.
Where's the queen walking in?
It's 9 o'clock. You turn on CBS on Sunday night, and this is what you get.
That's their superior music.
Welcome to the 224th presentation of the Hallmark Hall of Fame.
I'm hearing you!
To present Riding the Bus with My Sister. Rachel is beautiful and successful.
Gatling.
Beth has a style all her own.
Excellent.
They have nothing in common except they're sisters.
You're weird!
So are you.
Now they are about to become more than family. They will become friends.
I like you just the way you are.
Based on a best-selling novel.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell, Sandy McDowell.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Riding the Bus with My Sister. The Hallmark Hall of Fame is brought to you by Hallmark Cards of
I thought that's what it was.
And find stores in your neighborhood that feature Hallmark products.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
When you care enough to send the very best.
I love you. I have to go catch a bus.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
A dumbass amateur.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
As my Mexican friend said.
Yeah.
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
What for?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
I think he's a jerk.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Thank you.
And featuring the Duke.
And how about our great society when in that great open they just say, she's got a style all her own.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want to say that there's anything wrong with it.
Bring the queen in.
Because again, remember now, the reason of this show is that they're taking the Rain Man thing. Mm-hmm. And Tom Shales wrote something pretty brilliant in the Washington Post yesterday saying that it's Rain Man, but it's not Rain Man. It's got none of the characteristics that Dustin Hoffman or Tom Cruise had. This, you're supposed to believe that because she's retarded, the fantasy is that she has other abilities, not mm-hmm. like spider sense, but she's caring and compassionate, and more so than we are, because our minds are full of things like everyday life. And because of that, she's purer. She's more innocent.
I defy anybody watching that.
Isn't that right?
I'm hearing you!
I defy anybody watching that to tell me that they're not watching Rosie O'Donnell. The difference between Rain Man is I forgot I was watching Dustin Hoffman when I was watching that. Right. Same thing in Tootsie. Of course. Completely forgot.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Speaking of the website, when are you going to make available the Don and Mike ass hats?
Our scientists are working on them now.
Yeah, it's a space age polymer of styrofoam, just to get that realistic touch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
That NASCAR runaway bride guy, he sounds like the mail order bride guy that you have tapes of. Coincidence?
Oh, yeah. You think he's similar in that?
A little.
Right?
You need your princess.
That guy.
Not surprising.
All right, hold on now. I already put that tape away.
Oh, you may as well just keep them all out today.
Well, no,
I don't think we've got enough machines.
They're all on different things.
I know. We have discs and
tapes. Here it is.
There you are!
There it is. Okay, that's cut number... Is that cut number four, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You hear me?
I'm hearing you!
Okay, so here's...
Number two.
Here's the NASCAR guy. Oh, hold on. That's the show. Jesus Christ.
It's in there somewhere.
There's a lot.
Yeah, hold on a second. What did you want again?
He was comparing the guy that the runaway bridegroom.
Yes.
With the princess guy with the mail order bride.
We just don't have time for it today. I'm sorry. We don't have time for it today.
Fair answer.
I can't find the tape and get the other tape.
Now well, then, what do you make me explain it for?
I'm hearing you!
Shut up!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right, keep looking for it. If you can find the tape, let me know.
Right.
Hello? Don and Mike show.
Speak to us.
Guy just hung up.
People are very excited today.
Okay, if you can find that tape,
I'm looking.
It's got a yellow label on it.
Oh, that should help.
Well, Buzz, actually, right. They are colorblind.
No, I understand. I'm saying that.
Rob, of course, is colorblind.
Like
Rob,
a dog. No, that won't help. Rob sees like a dog.
And just like in life, Rob Spiewak,
right.
Colorblind.
Absolutely.
And I also have vision like a fly.
It's incredible. It's like a bunch of little eyes.
All right, here's the opening to the show last night, the first segment. Here's the beginning of the TV show once they got past the Hallmark BS.
God. Does she know what's happening right now?
She's getting on the bus.
Is she running next to the bus?
She is. Plop her big sweaty ass down.
Excellent. There you are. Yes, Daddy.
Hi, honey. You okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff. Yeah. You have to take me to Super Save tomorrow because I had a sale.
Okay, I'm going to pick you up.
Oh.
Yeah, 6:30.
Oh, shut
up. I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
I don't care. Roll or no roll. You're not allowed to talk that loud.
Who's the best?
That's right, Duke. You are.
No.
Jesus. The whole movie.
The whole movie.
That level.
Yep.
Oh,
every scene.
Sounds fun.
Every scene.
Sounds like a tour de force.
Hold on. Here's a little more for you.
What do you think you are, a hippopotamus? The way you clomp down the steps every morning?
Oh, this is a neighbor yelling at
this. This is a mean... All right, let me ask you about this.
This is the mean-spirited, annoying neighbor.
Now, one of the things I noticed that it seemed to be a departure from real life was the people give her a hard time, right? But is it a really over-the-top phony way?
No, here's where they draw the line. This is what made it so unbelievable.
Okay.
First off, all of the... And it's in New York,
mm-hmm.
and we know what an asshole that is.
Right.
Now, in New York, in this bus, we're supposed to believe that these hardened New Yorkers...
Yeah.
When the retard gets on,
mm-hmm.
they all melt and go, hey, Rosie, how you doing? How you doing? So those people are the good people.
Normally, the way people behave in that circumstance is they keep to themselves and they don't say anything.
Right. Or they would say something like, shut up, retard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens on a bus. But we're supposed to believe that in this special little tarred world,
mm-hmm.
they treat her nice.
Mm-hmm.
But to show that people can be bad,
mm-hmm.
you have people like the annoying neighbor.
Okay. All right.
Because
I saw one of those on the bus when they were, that zone when they're giving her the zone pass thing? And I just thought that was a little unbelievable.
So here's the neighbor.
What do you think you are, a hippopotamus? The way you cloth down the steps every morning? Some people are still sleeping.
Not you. You're not sleeping. You're complaining. That's what you're doing. You're the hippopotamus!
See, so she knows she's taken that frown and turned it upside down.
You know what the problem is you should leave a movie like this feeling some sort of empathy for the person who's challenged.
That's usually the goal.
But you end up hating her more and more and more as the movie goes on.
We finally found the tape. Let's see if it sounds like the other one.
All right.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so.
It's like a dream.
Tom Cruise again.
Jennifer called about one collect call, and her stepfather answered the telephone, and I heard it ring, and for some reason I had a feeling this one was different.
If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
I've come to a conclusion.
Okay. Yeah.
All Southerners sound the same.
Thank you.
No more calls required.
We have a winner. We got to break. But we come back. Oh, God. So much. When she's first on the bus, still riding the bus, when she touches the pregnant lady's stomach.
Right.
Buying the toilet seat. You'll want to hear that one.
Sure.
Then when the dad has a heart attack.
Right.
And everybody's calling about this show.
Of course. Yes.
And Buzz, I'd be curious to know how it did in the ratings
last night.
If you could call that number for the Nielsen.
Sure.
I'm betting it came in third. I bet that Desperate Housewives
number one.
Was number one.
All right.
Then I'd say probably Law and Order.
You know what? Does Law and Order do a good number?
I'm going to say the retard is number two.
I bet, and you know what? I bet it had a bump in the second hour, too.
I'm going to bet that the rating last night was Desperate Housewives 1,
uh-huh.
Rosie the Retard 2,
uh-huh.
Law and Order 3,
uh-huh.
Family Guy 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And did anybody see that show after Family Guy? I've got a TiVo. Was it any good?
Oh, that's the American
the
Dad.
The American Dad?
I've never seen it.
I only TiVo'd it because, you know, everybody told me how good Family Guy was, and then I watched a couple, and I went, yeah, okay.
Right.
That's good.
Family Guy's very popular.
Did you TiVo Family Feud today?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Good.
John Norman.
The American Dad was good. If you like Family Guy, it's about the same show.
Ah, very good.
Thank you, Johnny.
Now you know. Excellent.
Who was on Family Feud that you had me TiVo?
John Peter Lewis.
Hey, JPL. Yeah. And Constantine was on Regis and Kathy Lee for reasons.
Oh. Yes, he was. Constantine.
Regis and Kelly Lee.
And he was at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner.
Yes.
Along with Nadia Turner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm saying that a lot now to everything you guys are just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a lot on your plate.
There's
so much. You've got a lot on your mind today.
I wanted
today.
To talk about all of that, but yes, and
right.
yes, and yes, and yes.
Between, you know, Rosie and then John Wayne and, you know,
sold.
Tom Cruise.
I'm hearing you!
Okay, every time you play
up.
The Tom Cruise, you got to go to the homo tape. It's a busy day.
Okay, I got to go back to that.
Homo!
There you go. Let's just hear the tape of that to get that out of the way.
Homo.
Now, what is this? Is it about Tom Cruise?
Yes. I'm positive. I know we've talked for the last week or so. I've really been screaming that this Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes thing is just B&S.
Well, I was reading the post over the weekend, and I think it's the CNN guy, Bill Hemmer, was quoted with your original idea. Apparently, he has the same theory that this Tom Cruise romance is not legit.
So this is a
Homo.
Soundbite of Tom. Listen how in love he sounds. Tom Cruise.
It's like a dream. She's an extraordinary woman. And
Homo.
You kind of go through life, you know, and it's beautiful. And it's something that I feel really happy that she's here with me tonight.
You're weird!
Listen to the semantics.
Uh-huh.
I feel she's like a dream, but then he says, I feel really happy
right.
that she's here with me tonight.
Right.
Right.
Seems to be specific.
Oh, no.
Listen, too specific.
He's got a movie coming out. She's got a movie coming out.
Coming around on your theory there.
He gets himself a hot chick whenever he's got... This has nothing to do with...
Oh, no.
Although I think... I can't.